Chapter 20 Agents. Esiel Havant rode his horse at a canter from the Kernford semaphore station toward Keelan Manor. He had made this trip hundreds of times in the last 8 months. During the 2 days between the news arriving about the Narthani invasion of Moreland and the Keelan men departing for Moreland City to aid the invaded clan, he had made the 8-minute trip between the Kernford semaphore station and Keelan Manor 14 times. The other two assistants at the station had carried another 11 messages to the manor. Although he delivered messages throughout the Kernford area, he had volunteered so often to deliver the messages to the Hetman's household that the station manager had usually come to send Havant by default. The Hetman's family was friendly, the daughters charming, and the Hetman and his wife treated him and all others with respect. He liked them, which was unfortunate and irrelevant. Becoming an assistant to the station manager had been far easier than he had anticipated. When he'd arrived in Kernford 2 years previously, his demonstrated reading ability, facility with numbers, and earnest manner had secured him a position as an apprentice registrar in the Keelan Central Registrar Office. However, he quickly realized the better position was working at the semaphore station. He identified the station manager and found that he was a regular patron of the Staggering Stallion Inn and Pub. It took a month of casual interchanges, then beers, to become friendly enough with the manager to reveal his longtime interest in the semaphore and boredom with the registrar office. Havant volunteered that he would like to learn more about the semaphore, and the inebriated manager told him to stop by, and he'd be given a lesson. During the next month, Havant became a regular, hanging around the semaphore station whenever he didn't work at the registrar office. He ran errands for the station staff and bought rounds at pubs. When a flurry of messages flew in and out during and after the raid on St. Sidran's, Havant volunteered to help deliver some of the messages. On one of these deliveries, he first visited Keelan Manor and met the Hetman and his family. From there, it was easy. An arranged fall from a horse and a resulting broken neck eliminated one of the semaphore assistants. The manager offered Havant the unfortunate vacancy. After due consideration, he accepted the position, and for the last 8 months, Havant had read more than half of the semaphore messages going to and from the Keelan Hetman. His Narthani name was Istem Sokulu, and he had worked for Sadik Hizer, the Narthani assessor, for 10 years. A gifted linguist and a graduate of one of the more prestigious Narthani military schools, Havant had an inability to hide disdain for most superiors, which limited his career options. Hizer recruited him as a confidential agent, and over the years had tasked him as both an internal and an external spy. Internally, he spied to assess Narthani command structures that Hizer evaluated, and externally, he spied against enemies of the Empire on the missions where Hizer was assigned intelligence duties. Cadellium fell into the latter category. The work involved spells of boredom, but the possibility of discovery was a heavy dose of spice. If he were found out, it could lead to a most unpleasant end to his life. Still, despite having trouble with authority, Havant remained a fervent Narthani patriot. Although most assignments required only observation, on occasion more active roles came up. Once he had served as an infantry company commander in a campaign against the Fuomi. A regiment colonel, an officer with important connections, was siphoning funds meant for supplies. Although the military usually ignored a reasonable amount of graft, the officer's need to pay gambling debts had led to a dangerous decline in both regiment morale and operational readiness. It took Sokulu 2 months to gather conclusive evidence against the colonel, during which time Sokulu led his company in several battles, gaining impressive medals along the way, enough so that he was offered to switch to line duty, which he declined. The advantage of working for Hizaire was being able to work alone. In the case of the miscreant colonel, Havant moved on to another assignment. After arranging for the colonel to fall by a stray musket ball during a supposed encounter with Fuomi irregulars, Havant found the current assignment both exciting and boring. Boring due to playing the role of an innocuous Kadeli semaphore station assistant, and exciting because of being totally on his own. He also found poking around for information challenging. As a downside, when he did find potentially important information, he had limited means to get the information back to Preti. Being in an interior location meant he didn't have direct access to patrolling sloops. Another agent was stationed in Salford, the only significant Keelan port. Eluk Sargol was a Kadeli, a Nivax clansman. His hetman had assigned him to work with the Narthani at the time Hetman Nivax had toyed with cooperating with the Narthani. The Nivax hetman's enthusiasm for an Narthani alliance had waned, particularly after Moreland City. Yet Sargol had already been in Salford for 2 years, so there was no way for Nivax to recall him, and the Narthani liked him right where he was. Sargol, a.k.a. Driftwitch, was obviously an islander, but his mother came from Powell, the neighboring province and clan to Nivax. Driftwitch could turn on a Powellese accent, making it easy to pass for a Powellese who had moved to Salford to work on the docks. Besides working as a stevedore, Driftwitch drove wagons of cargo between Salford and Kernford, to also connect there with Havant. The problem was, most communications back to Hizaire occurred through light signals at night to Narthani sloops lingering offshore. Sending complicated messages was impossible, and Hizaire had instructed Havant to provide detailed reports only if he deemed the information absolutely essential. In that case, Driftwitch would signal the sloop to make physical contact, and a small Narthani launch would row to a secluded cove 10 miles east of Salford, where Driftwitch would pass on written reports. So far, Havant had not been certain that any information he had was critical enough to risk direct contact between Driftwitch and the Narthani Navy. Yet he had agonized over one topic: whether to risk physical contact to pass on what he had learned about Josef Kolsko. He had first heard rumors of a strange man found naked on a Keelan beach who had subsequently introduced products no one had ever seen before. The ether, new alcoholic drinks, soaps, and the like had not seemed important to Avant. Even after hearing vague rumors of Kolsko having a role in the defense of St. Sidran's, Havant didn't evaluate the Kolsko information as important enough to include in the condensed messages Driftwitch relayed to the sloops. Besides gathering information and passing it on to Driftwitch, Havant's other task was keeping an eye on Hetman Keelan, learning his routine, and using message delivery to the manor as the cover to map out the manor and all signs of defenses. Hizaire had told Havant that Keelan was a key clan and its hetman widely respected. The time might come when the Narthani would deem it necessary to remove College Keelan, and Havant would play a key role in whatever move they devised.